Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, 7th of January. Here we go into a midweek Wednesday. In farm news this morning, a changing of the guard at the top of USDA's economist chair. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins congratulating Dr. Seth Meyer for his years of service as USDA's chief economist and announced Dr. Justin Benavidez as the new chief economist. Benavidez previously served as the chief economist for the majority staff of the House Committee on Agriculture. He provided economic analysis on farm bill policy, commodity markets, and ag legislation. As the new USDA chief economist, Benavidez will lead the department's economic analysis and forecasting efforts, ensuring USDA's policies and programs continue to be informed by sound, data-driven economic research that supports America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. He got a stamp of approval from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Senior Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says U.S. cattle producers depend on economic analysis from USDA to make business decisions every day. Dr. Benavidez has spent his career analyzing the U.S. agricultural economy. From his time at Texas A&M to being the chief economist for the House Ag Committee, he is highly qualified for this new role, and NCBA is excited to continue working with him to the benefit of America's cattle producers. Other appointments at USDA yesterday, Tate Bennett, Principal Deputy Chief of Staff. Previously at the White House National Economic Council, Starlin Perdue was appointed as State Executive Director for the Farm Service Agency in Iowa. She farms with her family in the southwest corner of Iowa. Just a few of the long list of presidential appointments to key positions at USDA announced yesterday. Doug LaMalfa, a 13-year veteran of the U.S. House and a member of the Ag Committee, died suddenly yesterday morning at 65 years of age. LaMalfa, fourth-generation rice farmer, represented California's 1st Congressional District for the last 12 years and had previously served in the State Assembly and Senate. LaMalfa's seat will remain vacant until a special election is held to fill it. Ethanol use in the nation's gasoline supply now at 11% for the first time ever in October, based on the latest Energy Department data. The ethanol blend rate came in at 11.06%, according to the EIA, which was just enough for the ethanol industry to declare a big win. The 12-month average blend rate also hit a record of 10.5% in October. With expanding availability, the apparent driving factor in demand for flex fuels like E85. Good news for corn growers and the ethanol industry. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take our first break and come right back with a look at morning markets.